Access more.
This is Equip and Empower, the Christine Kane podcast. For everyone who desires to bring hope, create change, and live out their God-given destiny with passion and joy. Here's your host, Christine Kane.
Thank you for joining me again today. I am so excited to continue this series on making more room. Who doesn't need more room? I'll tell you the one person that does need more room in all of our lives, it's God. Because God wants to do so much more in us so that He can do exceedingly abundantly more through us in the world around us, which makes me excited. Now, we're looking at the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. Right here in Isaiah 54, it says, "Sing, O barren one, who did not bear... Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent," I love that, "and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities." It goes on. I love this part. "Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Do not be confounded, for you will not be disgraced. You will forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You will remember no more, for your Maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the God of the whole earth he is called." We could just keep reading. I love Isaiah 54 sandwiched right there between the atoning work of Jesus and this great end time revival in Isaiah 55 is this chapter about the church. And at a time of Babylonian captivity, when it did not look like in any way the children of Israel were flourishing, it was one of the darkest hours in Israel's history. The temple had been burnt to the ground, had been destroyed. It didn't look like there was any hope or any future. In the midst of all of that, God said, "Guess what? It's expansion time." And I love that because you can take that for a word for you in your heart right now. Sometimes we look around us and it seems like everything's fallen apart. Our relationships, our finances, perhaps even our health and things going on around us. And we think, "God, what can you do?" And God says, in the midst of all of that, this is growth time. This is expansion time. This is a time to enlarge. This is a time to stretch. I loved it because last week we looked at what it was to enlarge, to magnify, to make God bigger than your problems, to make God bigger than your past, to make God bigger than your circumstances. It is a discipline. It's not easy to enlarge. That's why most people like to just live very small. And we keep our eyes focused on ourselves. We keep looking at ourselves. We keep looking at the past. We keep looking at the world around us. And God says, "No, no, no. I need you to lift up your gaze. I need you to magnify me, make me bigger than anything else going on in your life." And so you can step into the purpose of God. And then I love the second word right here. We're looking at the five words. It says to stretch. Now, to stretch is to be made or capable of being made longer or wider without tearing or breaking. Now, here is the truth. That you've got to be willing to stretch for increase. And stretching can be quite painful. But the gap between where you are and where God wants to take you, you're going to have to stretch to get there. Most of us, we want God to catapult us into our destiny. But God says, "No, no, I need you to stretch. My promises are just out of reach, but you're going to have to stretch to get them." Now, you might have seen, you know, at the gym, I love to go to the gym and I've discovered these stretch bands, which are absolutely awesome. Now you look at this and you go, "Wow." And I'm going to call my husband in to help me right now. And I know many of you have not met Nick. So Nick, come up here. And this is, I always love to call him my most ravishing piece of masculine flesh on planet Earth. I think this could be your first time saying hello to all the TVN audience. Okay. Hello. This is my man of nearly 21 years. So over here, if you grab this, now we won't put any tension in it. This is how long this seems. But the truth is, there's more in it. And if we just pull, you could see, if you hold one, that's a lot longer when we started. So we'll start at a normal length, if you could just hold it at the end there. That's right. And now just even pull it there. Look how much more is in it. I want you to know that you're starting here, watching this today. But I need you to know that God says, there's all this. There's all this still in you. Now, the fact is, it hurts to go like this. I go to the gym a lot and I don't stretch very much. I remember a few years ago, thanks, Nick, a few years ago, I went skiing for one of the very first times in my life. And I wasn't very good at skiing. I didn't really start skiing until I was in my 40s. And it was during the time of the Vancouver Olympic Games. Now, what was really funny about that was I would watch the Olympic Games during the night, and then the next morning, because we had gone with five other American families up to Colorado to ski, the next morning I would feel a moral obligation to represent Australia when I... And the fact that I couldn't ski was incidental. That really didn't matter, but I was going to represent Australia. And so I would get off the ski lift, and remember, I was on the flat green slope because I was a beginner. Well, this one day, all the boys had gone on this, like, double black diamond suicide run kind of... you know, I can't even understand how any human being can actually stay upright down those cliffs. But I was on my flat green slope and I'd convinced my husband, Nick, to come with me. And so we were skiing away and I said to him, I'm thinking this is awesome, I said, hey, babe, if you were with all of the boys right now, you would not be having a better time than you're having with me in this moment, would you? Now, of course, anyone watching this broadcast, if you're married and you want to stay married, you would know that if your wife ever asked you a loaded question like that, if you were looking for any action that night, you would, of course, say, of course, your right answer would be, babe, the pinnacle of my skiing life is on this flat slope with you. That's what you would actually say. But my husband, being a man of incredible integrity, turns around and he says, you know, babe, if I was with the guys right now, I'd probably be having a whole lot more fun. Well, I need to tell you, that's like putting a red rag in front of a bull. And so I looked back at him and I just went, famous last words, well, honey, eat my snow. And with that, I pointed my skis straight downhill and I looked straight down, and about 20 seconds later, I knew that I was in massive trouble. On my second somersault that was not intentional, when upside down, I heard the loudest pop, pop, pop you have ever heard. And I snapped my ACL, I tore my MCL, I tore my meniscus, and I fractured my knee. I did it all. So in that moment, I couldn't get back up, I couldn't move. And Nick had to call the ski patrol. You know, they come, they take you, they put you in that little coffin where you assume death posture, and then they take you down the mountain, and everyone is pointing, who is that nerd? Who is that nerd? And it was, no doubt, it was me. And then, you know, you've got to understand, I come from a Greek family, and Greeks are essentially fatalists. It does not matter how bad life is, it can always get worse. And so my mother would always say negative things to me, like, Christina, you can't go skiing, you're going to break a leg. Christina, you can't go skiing because, you know, you're going to die. You know, it would be really life uplifting words like that. Well, she would always say to me every day before I left the house when I was growing up, Christina, are you wearing good, clean underwear? To which I would always say, Mum, why? She would say, Christina, because if you end up in an accident and you are in the back of an ambulance, you must be wearing good underwear. To which I would always say to my mother, Mum, if I am going to have the kind of accident where I end up in the back of an ambulance, the last thing I will care about is the condition of my underwear. Well, all I want to say to you all today is, as the ski patrol was lifting me up into that ambulance, I have just lived long enough yet again to utter the words, my mother was right. And so anyway, when all this happens, I had to have a hamstring graft. I had to have full surgery, had a hamstring graft. And the physical therapist in Sydney came over to me and said to me, once my surgery was finished, he said, Christine, he said, most people, he said, you've had serious surgery, but technically your right knee is now much stronger than your left knee. But the point is that most people don't actually fully recover from the surgery that you've had. And you see that with a lot of professional athletes. They're gone, and maybe some people will walk with a limp for the rest of their life. Not that they need to. But he said, your accident happened in a split second. It was painful, but it was only painful for that moment. He said, the truth is The recovery process is going to take several months. And he said this kind of recovery from this kind of injury is extremely painful, much more painful than the injury ever was. And he said this to me. He said, Christine, you can either recover quickly or slowly, completely or partially. It's entirely up to you. Mm. The degree to which you embrace the pain of recovery is the degree to which you will recover. And what we find is many of us, we don't want to stretch to embrace the pain to recover from our past or our offenses or the hurt or the fear or the doubt or the negativity, because it takes a huge stretch to grow. Now, I come from a background of abuse, and many people go, well, Christine, why are you stepping into your destiny and other people are not? It's not that I'm more gifted. It's not that I'm more talented. It's not that God favors me anymore. It's just that as difficult as it has been, and hear me, it has been difficult, but as difficult as it has been, I have been willing to embrace the pain of recovery, willing to say, I will go through what I need to go through in order to recover so that I can be healed. Just like in that injury, I think a lot of us, many times, we just think that God is going to snap us whole. But He's not going to snap us whole. In fact, He's going to stretch us whole. That's the whole. You're going to have to stretch beyond anything that you're comfortable with in any sphere of life. When I started the A21 campaign, I did not know anything about human trafficking. I did not know how trafficking rings worked. I didn't know about how you prosecute traffickers. I didn't know where we were going to rescue women and children from. I didn't even know where to begin. So God said, okay, we're going to start a stretch. We're going to go here, from here to here. And slowly I got myself educated. Slowly I met more people. He opened door after door. When I started Propel Women, it was the same thing. I had to stretch way out of my comfort zone. I mean, it was not anything I ever thought that I was going to do. It wasn't anything I ever thought I wanted to do. But God said, let's just stretch your capacity. And just when you think you can fit nothing more in, God goes, oh no, there's more of a stretch. And there always is. It's just you notice as it gets, it hurts more. For me to even pull this more, it actually hurts more. And so the degree to which you're willing to embrace that, some of you watching this right now, I don't know who you are, but you're feeling the stretch, and I need you to know you're not going to snap. You feel like you're going to snap. You feel like you cannot trust God. And so you want to just let it go. But the truth is, snapping back is going to hurt you a whole lot more than embracing the stretch of moving forward. There's always more in us. And the truth is, if you are a little bit older, then you're not used to stretching. You know, I just said to our room in here, I said, can we get anyone up on stage to do like a good ballet stretch? And you know, when I go and watch my girls in their gym class, have you ever seen little children? Little children could do things to their bodies that I did not even know a body was capable of. They can absolutely move them in crazy, crazy ways, lift their legs. If you watch, I watch the Olympic Games just to watch the stretching of the gymnasts. I go, I cannot believe a human body can absolutely do that. It is so impressive. But the truth is, they become malleable and they're able to stretch because they keep working those muscles. And every time I go to the gym, I have this great friend that works out with me, and she'll stretch me after class, and I'm almost hanging onto the ceiling from pain. And she goes, Christine, you've got to stop running and not stretching because you're actually seizing your muscles. See, what happens to us as Christians is we just get into our rut and we just get into our routine and we don't practice stretching anymore. So then God comes through with the slightest little bit of stretch. Why don't you give a little bit more? Why don't you serve a little bit more? And we're like, ouch! And we're like a person that's trying to just kind of stretch their hip flexor. I could do it to here, but the minute I go to here, ouch, there's another level of pain. And so sometimes I think we need to learn to embrace that pain a little bit more and go, God, I'm going to stretch. Everywhere that God wants to take you is slightly out of reach of where you are now. And He is the one that comes in and fills that gap. That's the God factor gap. And what we need to do as Christians is we need to keep our muscles loose so that we can keep expanding and we can keep stretching, rather than hanging on and saying, I'm not going to give anymore. This is how much I'm comfortable giving. And God says, hey, I've got a whole new realm of blessing and prosperity and abundance for you, but you're going to have to stretch in your giving so that you can receive a bigger harvest. Well, the truth is, if we're not willing to stretch in our giving, then we're not going to receive a bigger harvest. I think it comes in every time. Can you stretch in grace at work? Can you stretch in love at home? Can you stretch in kindness? Can you stretch in goodness? We need to understand the fruits of the Spirit are things that grow in our lives. And God's saying, I want to stretch you. I want to stretch you. Instead of you being the one that just walks out of the lunchroom at work, why don't you extend a hand of grace? Why don't you be kinder? And why don't you be the one that's going to stop the argument at home? And you're going, but I think it's going to kill me. I want my way. And God says, that's right. I'm going to stretch you by making you be quiet so that you can bring peace to a very, very peaceless situation. And I think in all of that, we need to ask Him, okay, God, stretch me out of my comfort zone today. It could be just speaking to that unsaved neighbor or friend that you've kind of been avoiding because you're a bit embarrassed. You don't know what to say. And saying, okay, I'm going to be stretched out of my comfort zone so I can embrace more. You know what I'm noticing on the earth today, which is a little bit scary. You know, God wants us to stretch past our insecurities. He wants us to stretch past our fears. He wants us to stretch past our comfort zone because He knows that His promise is ahead for us. But I'm noticing this anti-stretch movement on the planet where everyone's like, you know what? Just do what's comfortable for you. Just accept right where you're at. Just accept who you are. You know, we serve a God that transforms us. We serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever imagine. My Bible says that our God, our eye has not seen, our ear has not heard, nor has it entered into our heart the thing that God has for those of us that love Him and are called according to His purpose. So we need to keep stretching to where we need to go. There's this whole movement of, you know, you've got to slow down, you've got to pull back, just stay within your comfort zone. I guess I want to speak against that today. And I'm saying, no, I actually want you to do the contrary. I want you to stretch. The Bible says in Isaiah 10:27 that it is the anointing that breaks the yoke and chain. And listen to me, the challenge is the anointing only comes from the stretching and the pressing. If you want to get some oil, you've got to put an olive in a press and boom, that thing is squeezed and pressed and stretched and the oil comes out of it. Now, if you and I run away from every situation where God is trying to stretch us and press us, then where is the oil in our lives? That's why you can listen to 1,000 people teach and you go, why do people walk inbound and walk outbound and they're not free? Because it's not the gift or talent that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke and the chain. You can go into your workplace and you can see the whole atmosphere change and chains and shackles and bondages are broken over people's lives through the anointing on your life. But if you won't embrace the stretch, where are you going to get the anointing from? And so what we need is not a generation that's going to pull back. And we know we've got to, that we want to stay within our strength finder. We want to stay within our DISC profile. We want to stay within our love language. We want to stay within the little personality type and the box that we put ourselves in. Well, the fact is that God wants you to break out of that. Sure, we have strengths. Yes, we are predisposed to certain things, but that doesn't mean we don't do anything else. That doesn't mean we don't continue to stretch. We don't continue to enlarge. We do things that are out of our comfort zone. We try things that we've never tried before. Some of you, you've not even gone to a different supermarket in 20 years. Some of you have gone the same way to work for the last 50 years. Some of you have forgotten that it is actually 2017. We can put on a different tie. You know, like, I don't know what it is, but do something different. Try something different. Go to a different restaurant. Try some different food. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep having what you've always had. You keep getting into that rut. You'll eventually dig a grave for yourself. And that's not the abundant life that Jesus Christ called us to. We don't need to pull back from anything that challenges us. We need to lean into it and depend on the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to stretch us way, way beyond anything that we know. I would not be doing anything that I'm doing if I didn't embrace the stretch. When Matt and Laurie asked me to come on TBN, I was not even ever thinking of TV. I was in my comfort zone at that point. I'm running A21 around the world. I'm running Propel Women events around the world. I was not looking to add another thing to my calendar. I'd had a baby at 35. I had a baby at 40. I had turned 50. You know, when you pop out a kid at 40, you want a purple heart. You're not looking for something new to do. And then I turned 50 I was not thinking that I want to then go on TV and speak the word at 50. It wasn't part of my plan. And I'm thinking, God, where am I going to find the time? God, how am I going to find the messages? How am I going to fit this into everything else that I'm going to do? It's like, well, Christine, we're going to stretch you. There's more in you. You know, there would be not all of these programs and all of this content. This says I've had to be stretched. I go, okay, God, yeah, okay, I've got to trust you to give me a now word for the people on the other side of the screen. It's got to be fresh. I've got to get fresh oil from this word. Well, then that means I am now able to help millions more people than I ever was, but I had to embrace the stretch to do it. And the fact is, the older you get, the more resistant to the stretch you become. I see it at the gym. I see young people stretching, and I see older people choose not to. So I'm talking to you on the other side of the screen today. It doesn't matter what your age is. You know, Caleb was 85 years old, and in the book of Joshua, he says in chapter 14, he says to Joshua, I'm as strong now as I was then. Now give me, Moses promised me Hebron, give me this mountain that's my inheritance. I wonder where you stopped stretching, because now is the time to say, you know what? I can reach for more. There is more of the presence of God. There is more of the power of God. There is more of the promises of God. There is more of the blessing of God. There is more of the abundance of God. The more you stretch, the more room you make, the more God can do through you, the more experiences you have, the more opportunities you have, the more you step into the increasingly abundantly above and beyond incredible, faith-filled, purpose-driven life that Jesus Christ has for us. Don't get sucked into the world system, which is pull back, just, you know, you settle for your retirement. There is no such thing as retirement. It's not in the Bible. Yeah. I looked it up in the Bible. There's only one word, refire. We refire for God. We don't retire from life. When I go to glory, that's when I'm going to retire. But I want every minute on this earth to count. I tell my kids, I'm going to be super granny for Jesus. I really, really am. I go to their school and they're like, Mom, take a chill pill. I am like, no way. I want to be more in love with Jesus. I want to be expecting more from Jesus. I do not want to die before I'm dead. And the thing that's killing me is all of this unused life that I'm carrying around. I want to suck the very marrow out of life. I really believe that we live from faith to faith, from grace to grace, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We don't have to slow down. We can keep pressing on. I am being more fruitful as a 50-year-old than I ever was in my 20s or my 30s or my 40s. And by the grace of God and God willing, I'm planning to be more fruitful in my 60s. And that's because I'm going to continue to embrace the stretch. Easy? No. No, as the Navy SEALs say, the only easy day was yesterday. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't trade it for a boring, predictable, mundane, routine life where you just get up and go, here we go again. It's just Groundhog Day. Jesus did not create us for Groundhog Day. He says, if you keep stretching, you'll grow to where you need to go. None of us arrive at the end. We all have to grow to where we need to go. And I need to remind you, there is no like arrival point. Like, okay, I'm 30 now, or I'm 40 now, or I'm 50 now. You've got to stretch through every season to embrace the next season. And there's always more in you than you ever imagined. And when you think you can't, you just go, you know what? There's more. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And He is the one that gives us the strength and the grace to go, you know what? If your Christian life is right here now, I'm telling you, it can be here. It's that simple, but you've got to embrace that stretch. You've got to increase your capacity, increase your ability to be strong, to go, you know what? I can do more. I can go further. I can cope with more than I thought I can cope with. There is more on the inside of me. And the Bible says you've got to enlarge the place of your tent. You've got to stretch. You've tuned in today because God wants you to know there's more in you than you realize. You have settled for this kind of Christian life, and God says, look. There's still all of that. So I want to inspire you to reach beyond where you've ever been before, to trust God, because you have to know that the gain is in the stretch, the blessing is in the stretch, the grace is in the stretch, the growth is in the stretch. You will never become who you were destined to become without the stretch. You will never do all that God has called you to do without the stretch. Make a decision. You are going to stretch past your fears. You are going to stretch past your insecurities. You are going to stretch past your doubts. You are going to stretch past comfort. You are going to stretch past convenience. You are going to stretch past offense. You're going to stretch past negativity. You're going to stretch past unforgiveness. You are going to stretch past all of your doubts, and you are going to lay a hold of all of that for which Christ Jesus has laid a hold for you. Your greatest days are ahead of you and not behind you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. I'm going to believe God that you are going to embrace the stretch that Jesus has for you. So Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have called us to a life that is so much bigger than anything that we're experiencing right now. And God, we say we don't want to settle for where we are. We want to stretch to grow to where you want us to go. So Father, I speak a spiritual elasticity into your body. Father, let it be in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
For more, see the show notes or go to ChristineCain.com and connect with Christine on your social media of choice. New episodes of Equip and Empower drop every Monday and Thursday. If you haven't already, subscribe now so you never miss an episode.